This is Behind the Whistle. Let's get this bad boy started.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are here celebrating Black History Month. It is a fantastic time to celebrate the wonderful people who have impacted sports across the state of Texas, especially at the interscholastic level. And we're here today with Coach Carlisa Dixon. She is over at Summer Creek High School, and we're gonna let her talk and tell us her story. So Coach, welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Will you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you started, all of the good stuff?
I'm a native of Dallas. I'm from Dallas, raised in Dallas, been there my entire life, played high school ball there, went on and played college ball at UNLV and Wichita State, finished from Wichita State, played for a season overseas, came back home after that season because I actually tore my ACL over there. And the plan was to just come home, get it fixed, and go right back. That did not happen that way. Found out I was pregnant with my first kid, my daughter. And so just while I was, just in the whole transition of the pregnancy, the ACL, getting it fixed and everything, I started coaching summer ball, like AAU ball, select ball. And still, my plan was to just, hey, have this baby, let's go back overseas and, you know, do this thing. Because I wanted to play basketball for the rest of my life. That was the plan. But while I was in that whole transition of being pregnant and waiting on my surgery and everything, I started coaching and fell in love with it. I mean, I couldn't possibly see myself going back overseas and not coaching. Those kids I just gravitated towards. And it was just something about being able to give back to the game. And I never decided to go back overseas. I just got right into high school coaching from there. Started off at Eastern Hills High School as a head coach. I did coach middle school 1 year. Coached middle school 1 year, and then I jumped to being a varsity assistant for 1 year. And so then on year three, I got my first head coaching job. So that all happened like really, really fast for me. I've been very, very fortunate and blessed to move up in my career really fast. And it's been a journey. It really has. And like I said, I was at Eastern Hills. I was at Garland Lakeview. And then I went to go coach at my alma mater, Dallas Lincoln High School, which was so awesome. That was like my dream job, you know. And then I went to John Tyler for a year. And now I'm at Summer Creek going on year five now. So 16 years in, it's kind of flown by, actually. It really has. But it's been a fun journey. And I don't see myself stopping anytime soon.
That's so awesome. And to hear, you know, and I can relate, right? You want to continue playing, right, forever mm-hmm. and ever, but then you started coaching yeah. and it was like you were hooked immediately.
Yes. Immediately. Yeah.
Because of the impact, right? The impact yes. that you had on those kids. Right. So if you could pinpoint one person or maybe a group of people that inspired you aside from the kids, maybe it was a coach mm-hmm. or someone in your community to really enter this profession, who would you say?
That's kind of a difficult question because again, I never thought about coaching. So nobody really inspired me to be a coach, but as I've gotten into the profession, I've looked at certain coaches as people who are inspirational to me and who I do look to and lean on. One being my old high school coach, Michael Inslee. And even to this day, he's still giving me pointers and still coaching me up. And, you know, he's one. And then I have a tremendous mentor and Coach Malden, Tony Malden, Hall of Fame coach. He's over in Africa now doing mission work, but he checks in all the time and I run things by him. And then I think someone else, I used to work a lot of camps at Baylor. And so Coach Mulkey, we got to know each other very, very well. And I fed off of her passion, you know, and I take something from each one of those coaches. And her passion was something that just really, really kind of inspired me. And I love the way that she coaches with that passion. And it was just, you know, just something that really stuck with me. And it rubs off to your kids as well. So I would say those three people for sure are people that inspire me as far as coaching.
That's awesome. You know, there are so many people that we can draw a lot from. And I think as women, to have other strong coaches, especially female coaches that we see that we're able to work with or learn from, I think that's right. Phenomenal. So I know there are a lot of challenges in this profession, and even more so, I would say in the last, you know, two years, especially with COVID. But even before COVID, there were plenty of challenges and obstacles that you faced. What would you say were some of those, or are some of those challenges that you continue to face in this coaching profession as a woman of color?
Mm-hmm. I will say that the opportunity that I've been given here at Summer Creek High School within Humble ISD has been like no other. It's by far the best experience I've ever had with coaching and teaching. They don't limit my possibilities. They don't, you know, limit me to anything. You know, they really, really allow me to do what I do, you know, and don't try to, confine me to just one certain thing or try to hold me back from whatever it is that I want to be trying to accomplish. They really, you know, accept that. And I want to say, early on in my career, at some of the previous schools and the previous districts I was in, I think the biggest obstacle was just opportunity, just getting the opportunity. And again, I have been truly blessed for my career to just do this. I mean, every move was a move up for me. It really was. But you still, even though I was moving up, there were still things and people trying to hinder that progress, you know, as far as me wanting to be a coordinator one day, or, you know, and getting passed up for that, for whatever the reason may be, even though I knew I had the experience, I knew that I had, you know, the accolade, whatever it was, you know, I know what it takes. And, you know, sometimes they just kind of pass you up for whatever their reason it may be, you know, hey, I don't know. But again, just given the opportunity that I've been given here has kind of shown me that, you know, yes, I probably was passed up because of this, or yeah, I probably was passed up because I was a woman, or a woman of color, whatever the case may be. But Humble ISD has been great, and they don't limit, you know, regardless of what your color is, male, female, the opportunity has been really good. And I would just say the biggest obstacle was just trying to overcome people holding you back from progressing in this industry, you know, and you can't always be so vocal about it, or there's a way you got to be vocal about it. And I've learned how to be strategic in that, because I am very vocal. I really am. A lot of the coaching groups, they do know that, you know, but again, I've been blessed, and I enjoy, and I'm thankful for the opportunity that they've given me here.
That's awesome. And you said it right. You learn how to navigate in these spaces. Yes. So that you don't remain silent. You, right. You speak up.
That's
when,
right.
When you need to.
And how.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And that's something that I have learned in this journey, because I don't think you should stay silent, not on things that matter. And if it matters to you, you speak on it, but you do have to first learn how to speak and when to speak on it, you know? So that's definitely something, you know, that I had to learn on the way.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And that comes with the years of experience and having the right mentors.
Absolutely.
In place.
Absolutely.
To share that knowledge and wisdom.
Oh, yeah.
What about some words of advice that you would like to share with aspiring young women that want to enter this coaching profession? What would you tell them? Where to start? What to do? Yeah. What to look for?
I would first tell them, we need you. We need you. You know, we need more strong women, strong females to be, you know, just that role model, that guidance, you know, and just that, because these kids nowadays, they need that. Outside their home, they need somebody that they can look up to. And so I would definitely say, if someone is interested in coaching, you know, always, number one, you go to school, get your degree, or go back and finish your degree. You know, be strategic in it as well, as far as look at the opportunities that people get, what certifications you may need, you know, what programs you might need to go through. Because I did not major in education. I did not, you know, I was criminal justice major. I wanted to be an FBI agent. So I had to go the long route. I had to do the alternative certification program, you know. So I think you just gathering all of that information to know what it is you need to just get in, you know, just to get in. And I'm helping former players right now with that exact process because we need them. Especially the younger ones, those fresh ones. I just hired one of my former players. She just finished playing at Stephen F. Austin this past season. So she's on my staff now and she has a lot of knowledge to give, lots to learn, but just that freshness, you know, and these kids nowadays, they gravitate towards that. I used to have that freshness, but now that I'm getting older, you know, I need somebody else that they can relate to. And so, you know, I just tell all the young aspiring coaches to stick with it. And also to make, I think going back to what we were just talking about, as far as sticking up for yourself, know when to speak on something, know how to speak on something, know who you need to speak to, you know, because you can't just blurt out all your feelings all the time, you know. That's kind of the quickest way to get out of the industry, you know, but at the same time, you stand your ground on what you truly believe in. And, but again, just knowing how and when to speak on something is probably some great advice any young coach could, you know, could use.
It's interesting you say that because I just had a conversation with one of my former players yesterday. Mm-hmm. And she's a coach now, and just hearing her story, and things didn't end well. And this was, this is a young woman who needs to continue coaching, and she wants to. She was just done like so dirty. And I'm thinking, look, why are we in these spaces? I mean, we're in a time right now where we need strong women in the coaching profession. We lose them too often because, you know, we get to a point where some of us have to leave because we have children, or, you know, we move up and we progress, and then where they fill our position with a man. Mm-hmm. And this is a young woman who wants to continue. And I was so angry yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I definitely hope she doesn't give up on it, you know, because if she has the passion for it, you know, and the knowledge to go with the knowledge of it, you know, those are the people that we need, the people that have that passion, that have the knowledge and the compassion, you know, to, you know, feed into these young women that we're raising, really, you know, and also to up and coming women who are, you know, having children, having families and things. I mean, it's hard, you know, I'm not gonna lie to you, like being a single parent of two, my mom has been the biggest blessing to me. Like I told you, we're from Dallas. And so ever since I coached at John Tyler, which is in East Texas, she moves in with me literally from October to March every single year. So she's here now, you know. I don't want anybody to hold back from being a coach because they have a family or want to start a family, you know. You want to work for people who actually understand family. Absolutely. That to me, that's, I don't compromise on that, you know. So if I'm, whatever job I'm taking, they have to understand family, you know, because that's important to me. And it's okay if it's not important to them, then that, I just know that that's not the place for me, you know. So and I think young coaches got to understand that every place is not for you. You know, you find your fit. You find your fit. Like, I mean, that's pretty much what it is.
Yes, it's the fit. And when we go on these interviews, I think often we've been told so many times, well, it's be grateful for this opportunity. You have this opportunity. And while I am grateful for the opportunity, I'm still interviewing them.
Yes.
And you just said it. It's the fit.
It is the fit. And oh my gosh, if the fit is not right, you don't take it. You know, other opportunities will come, you know.
Exactly.
If it's meant for you, it is meant for you. But again, that fit has to be right because you don't want to be in, you don't want to take a job just to take one and be miserable or be used about it. And, you know, so no, you have to find the right fit.
And that, but I don't think that we tell our young coaches that enough.
We don't.
And it's not told in their pre-service educator programs or even coaches that didn't go through education. Cause I didn't go through education either. Right. No one told you those things. Mm-hmm. You just, well, I'm so excited. I have this interview and I'm going to take this job, but guess what? I'm a science teacher or a math teacher. I can go work wherever I want.
Right, right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't have to take the first interview or the first right. job. I'm going to have right. options. So
yes, you want to have options.
Yes.
You definitely want to have options. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I will say this, that I was going for a position at a junior college, and this was back when I first started. And again, I know my purpose. I know my passion is high school. Like I don't even ever want to coach college. That's not me. That's not what I want to do. Like I love feeding into the younger generation, like the younger kids. And I love getting my kids ready for the next level. Like that's my passion. That is my purpose. And so once I got that whole college coaching thing out from under my belt, you know, it was like, you know, I had a coach that told me, because I had an opportunity, I had an offer and everything. And that coach told me, he said, you don't take every job just because it was offered to you. You don't. Because you could get stuck and you wouldn't be able to move, you know, move or progress or whatever the case may be. It could be a career killer. You don't know, you know, but at the same time, you got to find out exactly what it is that you want. And that's what you go for. You know, again, I didn't really want to be a college coach. It was just like, oh, I'm young. Let me try to put that out there. No, that's not what I want. Like, and I know that I probably would have been miserable doing that, you know, so I'm glad I didn't take that offer. And, you know, I love and enjoy what I do.
Awesome, Coach. Well, one last question, and this one's a little bit different. Okay. What is a tradition that your family celebrates that is special and unique to your family? And it could be your family in your home or your school family, your program. What's something special?
Oh man. So with my program, something that we that we do, a tradition that we do, I came up with this thing called a parent practice. And I put it out there on the internet and people loved it. I want everybody to do it. You know, I take it and make it your own. So what I do before the season starts, like right before that official practice day, or right when that official practice date is, whatever that first Saturday is, we do a parent practice where I hold practice for the parents, you know, not for them to watch, but for them to actually do. And so this year was probably the biggest turnout I've ever had, you know, over 50 some people was in the gym, and I put them through a whole practice. You know, we have stations that they have to rotate to. They're learning terminology. They're learning plays. I don't make it difficult for them. I give them like one play, you know. They're learning defensive positions, because a lot of times parents, not just mine, but I'm sure, but parents are yelling from the stands and have no clue half the time what they're talking about, or what the end goal is for, like what the team is supposed to be working on or what they're supposed to be doing. And so I want my parents to be informed about things, you know? So next time when their child is being taken out of the game, they might can recognize like, oh, they weren't in help. They were supposed to be there and they weren't there, you know, and it gives them more, like more to see than just scoring, or, you know, or like, no, I want you to understand what your child is supposed to be doing, where they're supposed to be on the floor. And they love it. They absolutely love it. And at the end of practice, I let them scrimmage, and that's always funny. But that's something I've done every single year since I've been here. And it's just really taken off. And I want anybody to use it. I put it out there for everybody to have, because I think parents and fans need to be knowledgeable about what they're yelling out up there in the stands, and, you know, and about what they're watching. You know, I want my parents to know exactly what they're watching and what they're supposed to be, you know, looking for. So, but that's just a fun tradition that we have in my program. And yeah, my parent practice, I love it.
That's amazing. And I'm sure that you have lots of bloopers that you have recorded and used that. And it's a way for the girls also to see.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Enjoy.
I'm sure they enjoy it. So thank you for sharing that so much.
No problem.
But even more, thank you for sharing a part of your story with us. And please reach out if there's anything that we can do to help, to support in any way. We are here to help you. Thank you so much for pouring into the young people, because we need strong women just like you.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate this. This was fun.
Thank you, Coach.
All right. Thank you.
This is Behind the Whistle. Thank you for listening. See you next time.